My name's Chris Denham, I'm a spokesman for Network Rail in the South East.
Chris, can you explain how these battery trains might conceivably operate in, on the Marsh Link? It seems very kind of futuristic.
What we're trying to do is to improve journey times and connectivity for the people of Hastings and Rye and everybody who lives on the line between Hastings and Ashford. One of the best ways of doing that is to link the Marsh Link line with High Speed 1. Now, ideally what you do is you'd electrify the whole railway so you could run electric trains the whole way. Now clearly that comes with an enormous cost attached and also quite a long time scale. And actually we recognise that the people who live on that line want something a lot sooner than that, and we suspect that our funders would also want something a lot cheaper. One of the ways of doing that is to use either battery trains or hybrid electro-diesel trains that would run on electric power as far as Ashford and then run on diesel power down as far as Hastings, when they could go back onto the electric power. That's one of the ways we're looking at it. You could do it using a diesel engine with which also has electric power, or you could use it with just a train with big batteries on it, which would run itself all the way down to Hastings. That's what the choices are at the moment.
And are these battery hybrid trains on any part of the network at the moment, or is it a new technology that we're talking about?
It's a relatively new technology. We ran a test over the past couple of years with a train which was fitted with a large number of batteries and ran very successfully on our Anglia route as a test. So the tests work very well. They're not currently in service anywhere in the UK, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen, and that doesn't mean that it's not the future.
And would it be cheaper to do it this way?
One of the reasons we're looking at doing this is that we think it would be cheaper and quicker than electrifying the railway. Clearly, in order for those business cases to stack up, we would need to find out how much it would cost to order a fleet of battery trains or indeed diesel hybrid trains, and that will form part of our thinking and part of the choices for our funders later this year.
Okay, can I just ask you about one other question?
Yes.
And that's how the repairs, new work is going on between Dover and Folkestone. Ooh. Is that on schedule, as it were? Are there any kind of nasties in the frame that you didn't know about, or is it just, are you on course, basically?
The work between Dover and Folkestone, and in particular on the old seawall at Dover, is going really well. We've been blessed with good weather, and our piling is going very well. Piling, just to explain, is basically creating the long 30-metre concrete columns that we're going to rest the railway on top of. That's going very well indeed, and we're really confident that we'll be able to hand people back a railway later this year.